Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. There is great power in ideas. One of the most central ideas taking shape in the last 150 years is the whole concept of evolution. Our guest, Edward Larson, finds that for all the talk about evolution, most people really don't know much about it. So at the invitation of the prestigious Modern Library series, Dr. Larson has written a general audience book called Evolution: The Remarkable History of a Scientific Theory. Dr. Larson includes today's ongoing arguments about the subject. Of course, things really heat up, he says, when it comes to what we teach our young.
Of course, the issue over evolutionary teaching has always been greatest in the high schools rather than the colleges. And in a way, you take any high school, you've got to teach some ideas. And so you tend to get science frozen in whatever the current theories are right now, and don't get as much of a view of how science and all ideas evolve over time. And evolution is a evolving idea.
Edward J. Larson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, historian of science, and a lawyer. He won the Pulitzer Prize for Summer for the Gods, The Scopes Trial, and America's Continuing Debate Over Science and Religion. In addition to the success of Dr. Larson's Modern Library book, Evolution, his articles have appeared in dozens of journals, both scholarly and otherwise, including The Atlantic Monthly, Nature, and Scientific American. He is both professor of history and law at the University of Georgia. Bill Russell and I find all kinds of ways the idea of evolution affects us, so we were delighted when Dr. Larson accepted our invitation to explore evolution in the company of invited guests. Edward J. Larson, very recently, as I was in the midst of reading your wonderful book about evolution, I was cleaning up after a large storm. And I sort of stopped in the middle of raking mud and leaves, and you know what storms will do. And I thought how important, how fundamental, how huge our words are. That to simply go from ever-changing to never-changing, from a part of nature to apart from nature, changed everything I was seeing. And I began to wonder, as you write about and wrote about evolution, if you don't get that same sense of the monumental as you think about the subject of evolution.
That's a beautiful way to put it. I did think of things like that. I didn't have quite that context to them. But as you work through this subject, you work through the appreciation that many of these people who were involved in expanding this idea, building on an idea that really went back to ancient Greece, how they were viewing themselves more as a part of nature as opposed to apart from nature. And that sense grows in these people. To many of them, that's one of the most beautiful things about the theory of evolution. And for many of them, it didn't carry them at all further away from God. And for many of them, it brought them closer to God. So it isn't necessarily a religious division, but it's a sense that of the richness of the tangled bank, the metaphor that Charles Darwin used to this, and what's going on in nature and being a part of nature and the importance of that product. So certainly that sense of being a part of nature, and if I've captured some of that in the book, I feel like I've succeeded.
Well, when you say God straight away, that is part of why this turns out to be a very current as well as a very ancient story, that this isn't over, that we still continue to talk about evolution, and we put it in ways that are very personal for people.
There's many ways to look at evolution. People draw different insights from the idea of evolution. People have done that ever since the times of the ancient Greeks when the idea first came up, but much more so since 1800 when Lamarck and then later Darwin and Wallace began pushing it more directly. And it has become very much a part of some people's broader religious views.
And which has?
The idea of evolution. It's been worked into many of the religious views of the West as well as the East. So it's a creative tension with religion, but that's what science has always been. Science, since the earliest times, since the times of the ancient Greek, has existed in creative tension with religion. It's never really been a warfare. It's been a creative tension that has, I believe, over the years, enriched both.
We were talking before we started, more or less, about how this book evolved.
No pun intended.
Well, actually, and I think the reason that you wrote this, you've written a lot about religion and about evolution, but you're also a historian and a lawyer, and it's interesting to me why you chose to write this book and why you chose to write this book now.
There were a variety of reasons, of course. I do think it's very current. It's current both in religion, it's current in science, and I guess I said both, but I guess I could add it's current in law. It's current in politics, it's current in our culture. And certainly, because I'm both a lawyer as well as a historian, lawyers tend to be more present-focused, current-focused. Historians tend to be more long, sort of historically, I guess, focused. And my works tend to bring them together in some sense. Another reason, of course, I wrote it was that I had written four or five other books recently that seemed to relate part of the story, the start of the story on the Galapagos Islands, or the part of the story with the Scopes trial, part of the story with eugenics. And here was an opportunity to pull it all together. I felt that there really wasn't a book out there. There are many fine books on the history of Darwin or the history of evolution or different things, but there's not one book that sort of lays out the whole story. And since I'd written the parts, many people, when I talked to them, when I was interviewed, when I met with people, it seemed like they didn't know the whole story, and there wasn't a book that normal people like you and me can read that covered it. Sort of like Timothy Ferris has done with the history of cosmology. People can read that and understand it. There wasn't a book like that in evolution, and I thought that maybe the current debates would exist at a higher plane if people understood the theory of evolution.
The subject is evolution. The person who has written the book, along with a lot of other people who have written the book, is Edward J. Larson. We are with him here at the Commerce Club. Bill Russell and I invite you to be with us when we return in a moment.